USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in London marking the 70th anniversary of NATO, an alliance that he has disparaged as not doing enough to pay its fair share. But Trump just took issue with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said that NATO is suffering brain death.
I heard that President Macron said NATO is brain dead. I think that's very insulting to a lot of different forces, including a man that does a very good job in running NATO.
Macron made his comment while talking about how Europe can no longer count on absolute support from the United States. Former President Jimmy Carter back in a hospital. The 95-year-old was admitted to one in Georgia over the weekend to treat a urinary tract infection. He just got out of a hospital last week after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following several falls. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new plaque at the National Cathedral honors Matthew Shepard, the Wyoming college student whose murder sparked a powerful LGBTQ equality movement. Shepard would have turned 43 on Sunday and is just one of 200 people to have been interred at the cathedral. He was killed in Colorado in 1998, his brutal murder leading to hate crime legislative changes at the state and national level. Oscar-winning actress Julia Roberts and former First Lady Michelle Obama will travel to Vietnam and Malaysia to speak about girls' education. The Obama Foundation announcing that Roberts will join Obama on December 9th in Vietnam with the Girls Opportunity Alliance to meet with local girls' education organizations. They will then be on stage for a conversation on December 12th in Malaysia, where they'll discuss their Vietnam trip and lessons from their own leadership journeys. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Former VP Joe Biden continuing a week-long bus tour across the first-in-the-nation caucus state of Iowa. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Biden launching what he calls his No Malarkey Tour, but he can't seem to escape his gaffes. Here's the latest one that has both voters and political pundits baffled.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got a lot of, hairy legs that turn, blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This year's Cyber Monday looking to have been a record setter. The early sales figures totaling $9.2 billion. That's a 17% increase over last Cyber Monday. Amazon says yesterday was the single biggest day in that company's history. That new smart TV you've bought might be spying on you. Yeah, the FBI is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capabilities could be vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, the technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.